She dresses with strength and nobility, and she smiles at the future. She speaks with wisdom, and on her tongue there is tender instruction. Welcome to today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Grayson Willis.
And I'm Margaret Michael.
And we're glad to have you today, and happy Mother's Day. If you're a woman or a mother listening today, happy Mother's Day, or as we say at our church, happy Ladies' Day. Thanks for joining me again today, Pastor Margaret. How are you?
I am doing well. It's a great day to be a woman.
And you're a mother, and you have a mother. So thought who better to talk about Mother's Day than Pastor Margaret today?
Well, I am honored that you would ask, but as a mother, a woman, you know, we all look at ourselves and maybe wish that we had done things different as mothers, or we have a lot of thoughts when it comes to being a mother, but it is certainly an honor to be a mother, and to have children is a blessing. And I know it's a blessing that not, for some reason, not everyone has been able to do that. So today my heart just wants to say to those that maybe are not a mother and life just hasn't worked out that way for you, just to know today that you are so loved. We don't have all the answers, but today I hope that every woman and man that is listening will be able to gain something, maybe one thing that they can take away from this that maybe will make this day a little bit different for them in the future.
Yes, Pastor Margaret, certainly a mother is something that we shouldn't take for granted, a mother or a father, but today we're focusing on mothers since it's Mother's Day, and I have a godly mother, and I'm very thankful for that, and actually she joined me last year on Mother's Day on WBTX, and it's just very important. Praying mother, praying women is very important, and I believe you mentioned that as well. And I believe you have some other scriptures I read there from verse 25 and 26 of Proverbs 31, but I believe you had some other scriptures also that you would like to share with us.
Yes, I will read just a few more of the scriptures there in Proverbs 31, and I'll start in 27. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done, and let her deeds publicly declare her praise. And these are some really high standards that I think is probably any of us reading them maybe feel that we do not maybe add up to this woman that is being praised here in Proverbs 31, but it certainly gives us something to look at as things that we can strive for. And certainly for me, it always gives me something to step higher on, because I don't feel like as a woman, I think these are really, really high standards that I want to be this way. So it helps me to look to this and realize that as I go to the Lord for my strength, He will help me be the woman that He has created me to be.
Yes, Pastor Margaret, and as you were reading this and as you were talking about the verses that you read, some of the thoughts that I had was, you know, you're talking about the high standard, and sometimes we feel like we might not meet up to the high standards in these verses, not on our own strength.
Right.
Only with God's strength can we meet the high standards that are mentioned, and through His power alone.
Right. And, you know, I'm thinking about right now another group of folks that might be listening, and that would be those who don't have a mother. And so today, just know that your pain is in our hearts as we think of those whose mother has maybe passed on or whose mother is not active in their life. And I just want to be sensitive today to everyone listening, that as we talk, we want you to know that we know that life brings some hurts, and sometimes it brings some things that separate us from our loved ones. And this is something that I know a little bit about from my own life, and I would say if you are in a place today that you don't feel real close to either your mother or a mother with a child, prayer is such an important part of that process. And God can do things that in the scripture he tells us in his word, he says that he has things for us that we have never thought of or imagined. So today I just wanted to honor women, honor relationships, and most of all, I just want to make sure that those listening understand that we know that life is not perfect, and maybe there's many folks listening that just are in a place today that maybe they need some hope for the relationship that is in their life that maybe isn't quite what they would like for it to be. As I read this scripture that we know, we've already said, these are high standards. And when I read that, I know that there's a little something in me that goes, wow, I can look back and see that there are times that I did not measure up to that level. And thank goodness that God gives us grace in our relationships, but he's not finished pouring grace into our relationships and bringing healing. So I want to just give that thought that there is hope today for closer relationships, maybe where there's not real good relationship in an area of your life.
And Pastor Margaret, as you were talking, I was thinking how we said that maybe not everybody was lucky enough to have a praying mother or a godly mother or right. a loving mother, or maybe somebody listening is somebody that feels like they weren't a good mother, but it's never too late to change course. No matter how strained a relationship is between you and your mother or you and your child, it's never too late for God to restore that relationship.
Yeah.
As long as your mother's still living or your child's still living, God can do a work in that. Just go to him in prayer and ask him to lead and direct you in that situation or that relationship.
Yes, that is so true. And, you know, Grayson, I will just speak a little bit personally. I'm kind of coming from that place right now in my life where I have witnessed God still at work in the relationships in my life. And, you know, I grew up in a very conservative Mennonite home, and as a teenager was right rebellious. And at 18, I decided to go my own way with the heart of rebellion. And I knew that there would be consequences to making that decision. But at the time, the things that were pulling me away from my family looked so much brighter than the relationships that I had. And that was just deceit of the enemy. We know that. So, you know, I have experienced what we call the shunning. And that has not been easy. But that was a decision I made. I knew the standard. I knew what would be asked of me. I knew what would be removed from me if I made that decision. Did I count the cost? No, I probably didn't count the cost. Actually, I know I didn't count the cost of what that really meant. However, on the journey, I was invited to church, begin to hear about Jesus, and I'd been hearing about Jesus all through my life. Of course, we went to church, and I was in church every week. But now I was actually seeking him. And, you know, the Lord came into my life back in 1996. And as, you know, I was a young mother at that time and wanted to make sure that I was a, you know, a mom that, you know, I strived to be a good mom to my children, but still had that nagging that the relationship with my own mother was very lacking. And it's really hard when there is some of those things that separate us because of religion. And so fast forward to this past Christmas, and my mom was diagnosed. She had pneumonia and was in the hospital. And, you know, I would go see them, spend time with them. But there was still this separation, the shunning. And through her coming home and needing some help around the house as she was too weak to take care of herself, I had the honor of spending Christmas Day with her. Actually, that was right before she went into the hospital. And the first Christmas that I'd really spent with my parents in probably 30-some years. And so I understand that relationships aren't always perfect. And I also come to understand that when we desire to have our relationships healed, it's not on our timetable. But we have to be willing, and we pray. And after 30-some years, God has really done some healing in the last couple of months in my relationship with my mom and my dad. And we just have to stay open to it and believe that as we give it to the Lord, He has to work it out. We cannot make it happen. Usually when we try to make it happen, it can make things worse. So there is something to the scripture in Psalm 46, I believe, where it says, "Be still and know that I am God." And that's what I had to do in those years until God just made a way for us to have better communication.
Pastor Margaret, thank you for sharing a little bit of your story and kind of your relationship with your mother and how God has brought some healing in that situation and how He can do the same for other people.
Right.
That He did with you and your mother in that relationship. And also what I was thinking as you were talking was kind of we got to let go and let God. We got to just trust Him, you know, do what we can do, but trust Him with what is out of our control. We can't try to always control the situation. We got to leave it in God's hands and in His timing.
Yes, we really do, because we can't make it happen. It's just something that we have to ask the Lord to search our hearts and make sure there's nothing in us that is keeping the healing from happening. But then we have to wait and just know that He knows, He sees it. And, you know, His timing is never on our timetable, but He's never early and He's never late.
Amen, Pastor Margaret. And I know sometimes it may seem like He's late, but even in the case of Lazarus in the Bible, I know Mary and Martha probably thought that Jesus was late, but He knew that unless Lazarus had died, He would not be able to bring him back to life and show His power. Same with the blind man in the Bible. You know, everybody thought it was something he had done wrong, but it wasn't anything that he had done wrong. It was just so God could get glory out of the situation. And that is still true today, I believe. He uses situations in our lives and circumstances in our lives to bring about glory for Himself.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a scripture in Psalm 72. The scripture is, "For He will deliver the needy when he cries for help, the afflicted also, and him who has no helper. He will have compassion on the poor and needy, and the lives of the needy He will save." And that's so true, that we have to go from that place maybe of where maybe the relationships aren't exactly what we would like for them to be. And it is a place of neediness. You know, we need Him to come into those places and to hear us and to know that He is our helper. You know, that He has compassion. You know, I think about all the times in Scripture that Jesus, you know, He looked on the folks with compassion. And to know that He still does that. He looks at us, and no matter where we're at and what we're going through and the relationships that we're struggling with, He looks at that and He has compassion. And there's something about when He sees that. In Matthew 14, He was going to seclude Himself. He was getting ready to go away from the people to be alone with God. And it says that when He went ashore, Matthew 14:14, when He went ashore, He saw a large crowd and felt compassion for them and healed them. He was wanting to get away and have that time, but He has such compassion when He sees people in need. And, you know, He really has taken that compassion and now placed it in us.
And Pastor Margaret, today's Mother's Day, and I know me and you were talking before we started recording about nurturing and
right.
How that is a natural quality that God has given to women,
mm-hmm.
Because that's one of the not necessarily responsibility, but one of the things that he's just placed in a mother or in a woman, because he knew that they would need that. But we can all have compassion.
Right. Well, you know, when Pastor Camelot came on staff, and I was here on staff a few years back, she and I had, it was a Wednesday night service, and we had had a prayer service that night. And a gentleman came up to us, and he said, you know, you all tonight, you all were truly the mother heart of God. And, you know, I'd never really thought of that before, that there is this mother heart and father heart of God. And he instills that in us, whether we are truly a mother or a father. He instills this nurture, this compassion, this care. That's from him. That's one of his attributes, to be this nurturing, compassionate. He is a nurturing, compassionate God, and he places those qualities in us, instills them in us. And, you know, I had told someone, you know, of what this gentleman had said about the mother heart of God, and it was funny because that gentleman said, well, you know, men can have the mother heart of God too, because sometimes men are more nurturing. So whether we're man or woman, we can have these nurturing capabilities, this mother heart and the father heart, which we won't even get into that today. You can talk about that on Father's Day. But this is truly something that is from the heart of God, placed in whoever God chooses to place it in.
And I was thinking of the words as you were talking, Pastor Margaret, of the song saying, everyone needs compassion.
Right.
And so in order for people to get compassion, people have to have compassion. And I think as Christians, we're called to have compassion on those around us.
Yes. Well, I just want to share, this just seems like a really good place to bring something up about my parents, that this is such a tender thing that the Lord showed me a few years back. And I have shared this with my mom. I was talking to her one day, and I said, you know, Mom, I had the perfect parents for me. And she said, well, we weren't perfect. And I said, no, you weren't. But you were the perfect parents for me. And I said, I want to explain that to you. And I said, you know, as a little girl, you know, I had some things that hurt me as a little girl, as we all do. You know, we never make it through life without brokenness, not in this world for sure. And my dad, almost every day when he would come in from the outside chores in the evening, he would come in and he had a certain rocking chair that he sat in, and I would jump up in his lap. Every time he'd sit down in that chair, I was going to be in his lap. And I think I made my way there until I was probably about 15 years old, for a little bit anyway, because it was just a safe place for me. And I told my mom, I said, you know, when I come to know the Lord, I never questioned whether God loved me or not, because I had a father that showed me the father's heart, this loving father's heart. And my dad had that nurturing. He was one of those people, one of those men that had that nurturing heart. And so, you know, he was just the perfect father for me. It doesn't mean that he did everything right, but the one thing that I so needed as a little girl and as a grown woman was to know the love of a father. And it is so amazing when I look back and realize I never really questioned whether God loved me or not, and I know that it was because my father showed me truly a father's love.
Pastor Margaret, I can relate to what you were saying about having, you know, none of us are perfect. So, you know, my parents weren't perfect either, but they were the perfect ones for me
right.
as well. God, I think, knows what we all need. And I am thankful for godly parents, mother and father, that love me and pray for me and
right.
brought me up to love the Lord and to honor him and to, you know, to try to do good to others and treat others the way I would want to be treated. And so I thank him for that, and has helped me be a better person. But that's only through God's direction. If people don't know Christ, you know, God might have had a plan for them, but they might not have chosen to follow that plan.
That's right.
So maybe you weren't so lucky to have a father and mother that loved Christ, and maybe that's why you grew up in a broken home, and we're sorry about that. But God loves you mm-hmm. no matter what you've come from. He wants to be your father. And in the Bible, it says he's a father to the fatherless. And I believe it says this also, he's a mother to the motherless.
Yes. And, you know, I know that God never takes his eyes off of us. There's a scripture in Isaiah 40. It says, I, the Lord, sit enthroned above the circle of the earth, and I see you like grasshoppers. And I've laughed at that and wondered, what in the world does that mean? But I've come to realize, as much as he can look at grasshoppers who all look the same and know them and never lose sight of them, how much more does he never lose sight of his children? And I believe that he has such compassion on us, and he puts other people in our life. Sometimes even if we've had good parents, there may be some other people that come into our life that can be someone of compassion to us. And we'll talk about that in a little bit, but I want to just share this about my mom before I move on and forget this part on Mother's Day. I would hate to do that. And I told my mom that day when I was talking to her, I said, you know, Mom, and you were the perfect mother for me. And she was like, well, how is that? And I said, well, you had, you know, called me and told me that you've prayed for me. You've been a woman of prayer, and you've prayed for me, but you even, you know, told me that when you go to bed, you don't take your prayer covering off, because if you want to wake up, you wake up in the middle of the night and you feel the need to pray for me, that you just want to be able to pray. And I said, there are times that I can look back and I realize that the only way that I made it through was on your prayers, because I can remember things happening that were just, they could have been awful, but God always made a way out for me. I lived in some really rough places, and I hung out with some pretty sketchy people. And, you know, I just was making really bad choices, and I was protected. I was always protected, and I could, even in those times, I could see the protection, but I didn't understand it. But now looking back, I know that it was because I had a mother who was on her knees for me. And that is the greatest gift that she could have ever given me. And not only that, but there were people that God placed in my life to begin to show me Christ. And I believe saved today because of the prayers of my mother.
Well, Pastor Margaret, thank you for sharing just a little bit about your story and your relationship with your mother. Anything else you'd like to share, or maybe also close in prayer for any mothers listening or any women listening?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I'm just going to encourage you, whatever the relationships in your life that maybe aren't what you would like for them to be, the Lord knows where you are. Seek him in those, and we try to push doors open for years. Sometimes the Lord can open them in a second if we'll just surrender those relationships to him. And I'm grateful today for the mother heart of God and how it shows up and whoever God wants it to show up in. And I pray today that as you spend time with family, or maybe you are alone, know that you are never alone, because your loving Father sees where you are, he knows where you are, and he loves you with an everlasting love. Lean into him, and he will get you through.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks. I'd like to say Happy Mother's Day to my mom, and say Happy Mother's Day to any other mothers, or Happy Ladies' Day, as we say at our church,
right,
to any other ladies listening. Happy Mother's Day to you, Pastor Margaret, because I know
you
you're a
much.
Mother, and your daughters, I'm sure, have something planned for you today, and just pray a blessing over those maybe that are feeling maybe today's a painful day for them or a hard day for them, just praying that God brings restoration in that situation or healing in that relationship, and just remember that He's there and that He cares. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks. May God bless. The song that we have for you today is our friend Jessica Crawford singing her song, Beautiful Inside.
The longest journey ever told, the search for a piece of her soul, the part that wants to understand the ways she can love a man. So the story goes, the honest longing of her heart, from the very, very start, the part that's hidden deep inside, and someday she'll realize it's beautiful. She was made to be gentle, she was made to be kind, she was made to be lovely in her father's eyes, she was made to live with passion, she was made with strength and pride, she was made to be special, and she's beautiful inside. And now she's walking down the road, her life story to passion, she was made with strength and pride, she was made to be special, and she's beautiful inside. Pretty girl, don't hold on to this world, it'll wash your heart. Strength and pride. You were made to be special, and you are beautiful inside.
Beautiful inside.
You're
Today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks is sponsored by Sunshine Ministries.